I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. What's the difference between anti-conversion laws and blasphemy laws? Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations, formerly World Mission, explains.
Anti-conversion laws boil down to proselytizing, and the blasphemy is where people are thrown in jail over what somebody said they heard.
Authorities often use these laws as tools to persecute Christ followers around the world. A recent report from the United States Commission for International Religious Freedom found that nearly one in four countries has a national anti-conversion law on the books. Often these countries are home to unreached people groups or communities without access to the gospel. Learn how you can help change this reality at missionnews.org.
99% of all of our resources, our dollars, are going into places where the gospel is already established. We need to begin prioritizing these places that largely have never heard of Jesus.
Christians in China navigate many challenges, but they have one less concern than before. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says rural Christians now have greater access to God's Word.
And one of the things we began to hear was, in certain places, the need for large-scale Bible distribution is diminishing.
However, other needs are coming to light, specifically the shortage of biblically trained leaders. Local church partners ask Bibles for China to sponsor students of a Bible training center for lay leaders. After prayerful consideration, the ministry agreed to support about 60 students.
We just really feel like that's where God is leading us, and it will add depth to the church and value to the Bibles.
Rovenstein asked listeners to pray for the leaders in training to help cover the students' cost. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.